Aries. And the winners of those two games will also go to Gustavus here on Monday. That's going to be a 6 o'clock game for the North Subsection Championship. And the South Subsection Championship on Monday will be at 7:45, also up at Gustavus Adolphus College right here in St. Peter. As the public address announcer is introducing the starters, let's go through them one more time for both squads. First of all, here for Mankato Loyola Catholic, Rachel Amon, as well as Maddie Hiras and Isabel Andres. Also starting is Sammy Can and Amelia Speckle. And now for the Jaguars. Number 1, McKenna Bank. Number 3, Kiera Bank. 21, Olivia Madsen. Number 22, Bethany Petrobiak. And number 35, Madison Lewis, here for the Jaguars of Grenada Huntley East Chain, Martin Luther Truman, taking on the Crusaders of Mankato Loyola Catholic here in the first game of our doubleheader. We'll have Martin County West and Springfield coming up at 7:45. We'll also have that game as well right here on 98 Country. Jumping here now will be Maddie Hiras for the Crusaders. And jumping here now for the Jaguars, it will be number 35. That is Madison Lewis, and the ball's going to end up going out of bounds. It'll be going here now to Mankato Loyola Catholic. And we're underway here tonight for our first game of our doubleheader. Goes back out this time to the far side. Three-point shot is up and no good that time by Andres, and the rebound here off to the Jaguars. Getting it back off this time here now to Petrobiak on the high post left side. Cross-court pass looking now for McKenna Bank. She overthrows her, and a turnover here in the Jaguars. It goes back here now that the Crusaders were just underway here in St. Peter for the first of two subsection matchups here tonight. For the basketball here now for Mankato Loyola Catholic. Cross-court pass this time right back up on top. Now taken by Amon. Here is a block shot, two block shots here now by the Jaguars. It's going to end up being a foul called here now on the Jaguars with 17:20 left to go here now in the first half. And guilty of that one will be Olivia Madsen, her first, and a pair of free throws coming up here. First free throw is good here now by Amelia Speckle. Speckle with her first notch in the scorebook. Second free throw coming up here now for Speckle. That one is up and no good. Rebound taken this time here now by Madsen for the Jaguars. Getting it down court now. Front court basket over to our left this time. Up on top to Petrobiak. Getting it back out to Kiera Bank on the left side. Kiera bringing it up on top. Fires to McKenna Bank on the right side. Looking to the free throw line. Loose basketball. We've got ourselves a tie-up. Another going to call traveling instead here on the Jaguars. It'll go back here now to the Crusaders with 17:01 left to go in the first half. And a 1-0 lead for Mankato Loyola Catholic. Inbounds pass this time. Going to be going to Can to the front court. Basket to our right here this time. Can, top of the key. Looking back on the inside this time here now to Hiras. Hiras getting it back out to Speckle. Up on top this time to Can. Loose basketball picked up this time here now by the Crusaders. Underneath this time to Can. Turnaround jump shot is no good. Rebound tipped. And out of bounds, it goes back to the Jaguars. First turnover here now on the Crusaders tonight with 16:39 left to go here now in the first half. Inbounds pass this time will be attempted by McKenna Bank. McKenna Bank will inbounds it now to Kiera Bank. She'll walk it down court. Front court basket to our left this time around. Top of the key fires to McKenna Bank now on the left side. Goes back now to Lewis at the free throw line. Lewis will drive in. Loose basketball picked up this time here now by the Crusaders. We go the other way, loose basketball again, but picked up here now by Can, and they're going to call traveling on Can. It'll go back here now to the Jaguars with 16:22 left to go in the first half, and a 1-0 lead here now for the Crusaders. Inbounds pass going to be going to Kiera Mink, back over to McKenna Bank, and we got a whistle and a foul going to be called here, push-off foul going to be called here now on the Crusaders, and guilty of that one, it'll be Isabel Andres, her first. Inbounds pass this time. Going to go back inside underneath the Lewis. She shoots. That's no good as she's fouled. And Lewis will go to the free throw line here now for the Jaguars. Push-off foul this time. Going to be called here now on Loyola Catholic and on Amelia Speckle. That's going to be her first. First of two free throws for Lewis is good. Madison drains her first free throw. 1-1 tie. 16:14 left to go first half. Second free throw coming up here now for Lewis. That one is up and good. 2-1 our score. The Jaguars up on top. They come out with a full court press here as it will be. Ahmed on the high post, right side, getting it right back up on top to Speckle. Fires back over now to Andres, up on top Speckle. Back to Andres on the high post, left side, up on top Speckle. Speckle now back over to Andres. Who's basketball again? Picked up this time here now by the Jaguars. We've got a whistle and a foul going to be called here now on the attempted tie-up against the Crusaders. And guilty of that one, it'll be Sammy Canher first, the team's third of the first half, with 15:54 left to go until halftime. Up on top of it now is McKenna Bank. McKenna will drive it down court, fires back over now to Petrov, over to Lewis, I should say. Lewis, loose basketball picked up this time here now by the Crusaders. We go the other way, down court pass this time, over to Amon in the left corner. She loses it on the bounce, in fact, she's going to bounce it off her foot, going to go on the bounce and go back here now to the Jaguars. With 15:36 left to go here now in the first half. And a 2-1 lead here now. All free throws thus far for all the points here now for both squads here. On top of the key, Kiera Bink here now with it. Bink on the high post. Left side, going to go back inside to Matson. Underneath, Lewis up and in. Lewis, that one hung on the rim before it dropped in for Lewis. And it's now a 4-1 lead. The first basket scored here tonight by either team. Taken by Speckle, now on the right wing. Speckle, loose basketball, up on top to Amon. Back out to Speckle on the right wing. Speckle now with it, up on top to Amon. Amon foul that time now by McKenna Bank. First personal on McKenna, second team foul of the half here now for Pernita Huntley, East Chain, Truman, Martin Luther. And inbounds pass. Well, first of all, we got a couple subs coming in here now. Checking in for the first, actually, Sammy Ken is back in here now. Also back in is Hiras. Shot put up from three is going to be good that time here now by Rachel Amon. Three-pointer by Amon is good, and we're all tied up at four. Up on top of it now is Kiera Bink. Goes out to McKenna Bink on the right side. Double dribble on McKenna Bink. Fifth turnover now on the Jaguars. And we go the other way with 14:51 left to go here now in the first half. Inbounds pass this time. Going to be going to Amon. Front court basket, you are right this time. Going to go back out this time here now to Eva Evenson on the right wing in the ball game for the first time. Underneath, this time to Harris, back out to Evenson. Evenson to the baseline. Bounces it off her foot out of bounds. It goes back here now to the Jaguars. Jaguar basketball, 4-4 tie with 14:37 left to go here now in the first half. Inbounds pass goes to Kiera Bink to the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Kiera, top of the key, man-to-man defense applied here now by the Crusaders. Going to go back to the free throw line to Matson. Now taken by Kiera Bink for three off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound, loose basketball, and we got ourselves a tie-up. Alternating possession. We'll go back to the Jaguars with 14:19 left to go here now in the first half. Subtime back in here now is Amelia Speckle, and coming out Rachel Amon here now for the Crusaders. A 4-4 tie, 14:19 left to go in the first half. With it now is Matson getting it back up on top this time to McKenna Bank. Off to Lewis. Lewis underneath, up in and out, no good. Rebound is going to be fought for, taken by Petroviak. We got ourselves another tie-up, alternating possession. We'll go back to the Crusaders with 14:06 left to go here now in half number one. 4-4 tie, the Jaguars and the Crusaders here. In Section 2A, girls basketball tonight here in St. Peter. Fires back out this time now to Andres. Andres up on top this time here on the Speckle. Speckle gets it back out this time to Amon. Underneath this time now, turnaround jump shot block. Rebound taken by Lewis here now for the Jaguars. Down court pass Petroviak right wing. Cross court pass this time to Kiera Bank up on top. Matson will try a three. That is no good. Rebound taken here now by the Crusaders. We go the other way. Here comes the full court press here now by the Jaguars, and the Jaguars are going to end up getting a foul off of that one. Guilty of that one, Kiera Bink, her first, with 13:31 left to go in the first half. And it will be Can coming out back in Amon here now for the Crusaders, as it will be Speckle. Inbounds pass goes to Can. Goes to Amon. Amon, down court pass this time off to Evenson, right side, up on top, three-pointer, Amon is off the glass, and good. Amon has 6 of the 7 points here now for the Crusaders. They're up on top, 7-4. But the basketball now is going to be, that's going to be number 11, London Bowers, into the ballgame for the first time. A shot put up, no good, rebound, Bowers back up and in. Bowers gets that one to drop here now for the Jaguars, and it's now 7-6. Crusaders up on top. They have the basketball. Loose ball picked up this time here now by the Crusaders. And we got a whistle and a tie-up. Alternating possession will end up going back here now to the Crusaders with 12:54 left to go in the first half. And a 7-6 lead for Loyola Catholic over Grenada, Huntley, East Chain, Martin Luther, Truman. Inbounds pass this time. Going to be going now to McKenna Bank. McKenna to the front court. Basket to our left here this time. Bank. McKenna Bank, that is. Gets another to Kiera Bank on the high post left side. Kiera going back underneath now to Lewis. Cross court pass this time. Back to Bowers in the right corner. Bowers. Reach in foul. Going to be called here now on Loyola Catholic. Loyola Catholic guilty of that one. And the guilty party is going to be Sammy Cann, her second, with 12:37 left to go in the first half. The inbounds pass goes to McKenna Bank for three, left corner up and good. McKenna Bank gets that one to drop. That's her first three in the books, and the Jaguars regain the lead and 9-7. Underneath this time now, back out here now to Evanston on the right side. Now Amon right back up on top to Speckle. Back now to Evanston for three from the left side, up and in. Amon gets that one to fall, or check that. That is Evanston getting that one to fall. The Crusaders back up on top, 10-9. Underneath, loose basketball taken away this time here now by the Crusaders. Taken right back this time. Bowers shoots, no good. Rebound taken here now by the Crusaders up at the front court. Basket to our right. Going in, shooting, and scoring is going to be Cann, and she will be fouled, and she'll have a chance to complete a three-point play here now for Loyola Catholic. And a 12-9 lead here now for the Crusaders. And a chance to complete a three-point play here now. Guilty of the foul, Madison Lewis for the Jaguars. And Cann at the free throw line, Kansas. She's got three now. And it's 13-9 our score. Jaguars trailing the Crusaders. 11:53 left to go here now in the first half. With it here now. Walking it up court is going to be McKenna Bink. Top of the key, she goes to the high post right side. McKenna goes to the right wing. Loose ball, knocked out of bounds, but it's going to stay with the Jaguars with 11:42 left to go here now in half number one. McKenna Bink will attempt the inbounds pass. She does now to Lewis. Lewis for three, right corner, no good. Rebound taken by the Crusaders. Loose basketball picked up by Bowers. To McKenna Bink, to Kiera Bink. Kiera drives, shoots, and scores. Kiera Bink up and in for the Jaguars. Jaguars back to within two, 13-11. Up on top with it here now is Amon. Amon getting it back out to Andres. Loose basketball taken away this time here by Bowers, up and in. Check that, Kiera Bink gets the steal and puts it up and in. She's got four. 13-13 tie, 11:09 left to go, first half. Underneath this time here now to Speckle. Shot block. Loose basketball picked up this time here now by Evanston. Drives in, shoots, no good. And they're going to call a foul on the Jaguars here with 10:59 left to go in the first half. Guilty of that one here now for the Jaguars. That's going to be McKenna Bink, her second. That's the team's fifth of the first half. And at the free throw line here now, fouled in the act of shooting here will be, let's see here if I can see her jersey. Yes, Maddie Harris. And Harris makes the first of two free throws and ties it up at 13. Two in, two out here now for the Jaguars. Second free throw coming up here now for Maddie Harris for the Crusaders. That one is up. That one is off the iron, no good. Rebound taken here by Speckle on the left wing. Speckle, loose basketball, and it's going to go out of bounds. That's going to be off of Petroviak, and it's going to end up going out of bounds back here now. Back here now to the Crusaders with 10:54 left to go here now in the first half. 13-13 tie, Jaguars and Crusaders. In Section 2A girls basketball tonight, Amon from the left corner shoots a three. No good. Rebound Petroviak for the Jaguars to Kiera Bink. Front court basket to our left. Bink drives, shoots, and scores. Kiera Bink with back-to-back baskets. And it's a 15-13 lead now for the Jaguars. With it up on top is Amon. Amon out to Speckle. Back inside out of here. Kiera shot put up. Blocked again. Rebound taken. This time a shot again. No good. Rebound. Loose basketball taken now. We got a tie-up or a foul. Looks like a tie-up. No, going to be a foul instead. Reach-in foul going to be called here now on the Jaguars. And guilty of that one with her second. It'll be Kiera Bank. 16th foul here now for the Jaguars. Next Jaguar foul will send the Crusaders to the free throw line. And the Crusaders will throw it away. Turnover number 7 now for Loyola Catholic with 10:20 left to go here now in the first half. 15-13, the Jaguars up on top. Up on top now is Kiera Mink. Kiera Mink, I should say. Looking, got to get rid of it. Now gets it off to Lewis underneath. No good. Rebound Petroviak. She will bring it right back out again. Petroviak's going to keep it, and Stamp goes in, shoots and draws the foul, and she'll go to the free throw line. Wasn't exactly sure what Petroviak had in mind on that one. First she goes to the right and decides there's no one there. Then she takes up and goes the other direction. The third foul of the ball game going to be called here now on Can. Two free throws coming up for Petroviak. First one is no good. Sometime Evenson will come back in for Can. Sammy Can's got to sit down with three fouls with 10:01 left to go in the first half. Petroviak, second free throw coming up. That one is up. That one is no good. Rebound taken here now by Harris. Harris to the front court. Basket to our right. Fires back out this time now to Ahmad. Up on top here now. And bounce pass over now. Here is Andres along to right side. No good. Rebound taken here now by Bowers. Front court. Basket to our left. Stops. Shoots and scores. London Bowers with 4. A 4-point lead for the Jaguars. 17-13. 9:40 and counting. Left to go here. First half. Fires back now to Andres on the left wing. Andres goes to the left corner. Loose basketball and still recovered now here by the Crusaders. Inside shot. Harris blocked from behind. Rebound out of bounds. Goes back to the Jaguars. Jaguar basketball. 9:21 left to go here now in the first half. And a 4-point lead for Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Martin Luther, Truman. Ahmad will attempt the inbounds pass here now for the Crusaders. Ahmad gets it right back. Shoots a 3 from the left corner. No good. Rebound Petroviak now for the Jaguars. Down court pass this time. Underneath going to go to Lewis. Lewis back up around the perimeter to Petroviak. To Bowers. Bowers back inside. Lewis puts it up. That's no good. And we got Lewis touching the ball with her heel out of bounds. It'll go back here now to the Crusaders with 9:03 left to go here now in the first half. A 17-13 lead here now for the Jaguars. With it here now is Andres. Andres goes back. Loose basketball picked up this time here now by Petroviak. Petroviak coast to coast up and no good. Rebound taken here now by the Crusaders. Tie up. Alternating possession goes back here now to Loyola Catholic with 8:46 left to go first half. Grenada Huntley 18, Martin Luther Truman 17, Loyola Catholic 13. The Crusaders have the basketball. Ahmad with it now, getting it back out to Andres. Andres over now to Speckle. Back to Andres on the left side. Andres now with it. Back out to Speckle, left corner. Speckle now with it. Up on top. Loose basketball and taken away again. Now this time by the Jaguars. With it here this time will be Mattson to Petroviak. Goes to Bowers in the left corner. Bowers now with it. Will dribble it right back up on top and reset the offense. She gets the pick she needs and now goes over to the far side here now to Harley Geisfeld in the ball game for the first time. Whistle out of bounds. I believe it will go back to the Jaguars with 8:12 left to go here now in half number 1. Grenada Huntley East Chain, Martin Luther Truman 17, Loyola Catholic 13. Inbounds pass attempted now here by Geisfeld. Geisfeld up on top here now to Petroviak back at the center line. Petroviak on the high post right side. Wants to go out to the right wing, and she does this time. The guys go back to Petroviak. Loose ball taken away this time here now by the Crusaders. Here is Speckle now with it. On the high post right side up on top. Ahmad, she'll try a 3 and drain it. Rachel Ahmad, 3 threes. That's going to be a timeout called here now by the Crusaders. We'll step aside as well with 7:51 left to go first half at our score. Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Martin Luther, Truman 17, and Loyola Catholic 16. Back with more in 1 minute.
United Hospital District is excited to announce the arrival of their newest provider, Dr. Brittany Waletzko-Bartz. Dr. Waletzko-Bartz is a certified family medicine and obstetrics physician with 3 years of experience. She treats conditions of all kinds, along with performing routine checkups with a special interest in prenatal care and end-of-life care. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Brittany Waletzko-Bartz in our Blue Earth Clinic, call 507-526-7388. UHD. Committed to care. committed to you.
Extend the life of your equipment with Cenex Premium Greases. Engineered with quality base oils and well-balanced formulas to protect equipment in a wide range of temperatures and tough conditions. The Cenex line of grease products offer excellent rust protection, water resistance, and anti-wear properties to extend equipment life. Cenex Grease delivers the dependability you need to keep your operation running like a well-oiled machine.
Through the end of the month, get a discount on all oil and grease products at New Way K&H Cooperative and receive a $50 gift card for every 100 gallons of Cenex lubricants purchased.
Back here in St. Peter, 7:51 left to go in the first half. The Jaguars up on top, 17-16 over Loyola Catholic. Here's Bowers left wing up on top of Petroviak. Fires over to Geisfeld now on the right wing. Geisfeld now goes to Lewis on the left elbow. Gets it back out here. Here's a long two for Maxson. It's no good. Rebound taken here now by Hiras here now for Loyola Catholic. Off to Amon, top of the key. Amon fires back over now to Andres on the left wing. Loose basketball, knock out of bounds, goes back here now to the Crusaders. 7:22 left to go in the first half. Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Martin Luther, Truman, 17, and Mankato Loyola Catholic, 16. Up on top with it now. Bowers going for the takeaway. Now it's going to be Petroviak getting the takeaway. Off to Bowers. Loose basketball picked up by Petroviak. Goes in, shoots, no good. Rebound again, shot for the Jaguars, no good. Rebound taken here now, this time by Evenson. She goes in. She gets her shot blocked. Rebound, Amon. Amon fires back out this time to Andres with an air ball that time. Rebound by the Crusaders underneath. Shot again, no good. And we got ourselves a tie-up. Or no, they're going to call a foul here now on the Jaguars. They're going to call a foul here on the Jaguars. Guilty of that one, Olivia Matson, her second, with 6:51 left to go here. 17 foul. Therefore, we got 1-1 action time coming up here now for the Crusaders. 1-1 time here now. Crusaders with 1-1. And let's see here. I believe it's Evenson for a 1-1 first free throw. No good. Rebound taken by Petroviak. Down court this time here now to Addison Nowacki. Here is London Bowers for three in the high post left side, up and good. Bowers with her first three. She's got seven. Jaguars back up by four, 20-16. And the Crusaders throw it away. Mankato Loyola Catholic throws it away with 6:34 left to go here until halftime, as the Jaguars with a 20-16 lead over the Crusaders. Bowers gets it now to Lewis on the left side. Up on top here now would be Nowicki. Nowicki back in for Petroviak. Back out this time. Shot put up. No good. Rebound. Fought for. And we have a tie-up. Tie-up. Alternating possession goes back here now to the Jaguars with 6:15 left to go in the first half. Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Martin Luther, Truman with a 20-16 lead here over Loyola Catholic in the Section 2A basketball matchup for the girls. Loose basketball picked up that time with the Crusaders, but they lose it out of bounds. It goes back here now to the Jaguars. Inbounds pass attempted this time by Geisfeld on the right side. Geisfeld now with it. Going to be going to Lewis on the high post right side. Back out to Geisfeld for three. Right side off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound. Lewis back up. That's no good. Ball's going to go out of bounds back here now to the Crusaders. That's turnover number 9 now for the Jaguars with 6:03 left to go here in the first half and a 4-point lead for the Jaguars, 20-16. Up on top with it here now. It will be Can back in with three fouls. Speckle now with it left side. Speckle to the baseline. Taken now, and a shot put up is no good that time by Hiras. And we've got a whistle and a foul going to be called here now on the Crusaders. I believe it'll be Speckle guilty of that one, and it is. Speckle will pick up her second personal. 16 foul here now for the Jaguars in the for the Crusaders, I should say, in the first half. 5:40 and counting left to go here until halftime. Up on top now, McKenna Bink. McKenna gets it up on top to Petroviak. Back over to Bowers. Back underneath, got to Lewis. Underneath, Bowers on the baseline. Can't get it to drop. Rebound. Loose basketball picked up by McKenna Bink. McKenna back out this time to Petroviak. Out to Lewis. Up on top this time here now. To Nowicki. Here's a three-pointer for McKenna Bink from the right side. Is no good. Rebound taken here now by the Crusaders. We go the other way here now. Crusader basketball. Amon. High post left side, up on top this time. Can for three, no good. Rebound. Loose ball picked up this time by McKenna Bank. But that one taken right back here now by Can. Now goes back to Amon. Underneath Speckle, the shot up and good. Amelia Speckle now with three. 20-18. Jaguar lead down to two with 4:46 left to go in the first half. Up on top now with is going to be McKenna Bank. Getting up to Petroviak, up on top here to the London Bowers. Out to McKenna Bank. She'll try a three off the mark from the left side. Rebound out of bounds. Goes back here now to the Crusaders. 4:34 left to go first half. A 20-18 lead here for Grenada Huntley East Chain Truman Martin Luther over Mankato Loyola Catholic. Inbounds pass this time goes now to Amon to the front court. Basket to our right. Back over this time now to Evanson, right side, loose ball, out of bounds, goes back here now to the Jaguars. Down to 4:24 left to go now in the first half. Jaguars 20, Crusaders 18. And the inbounds pass attempted this time here now. Going to be attempted by Nowicki, but first some subs coming in for both squads, as Nowicki will attempt the inbounds pass here now, and she does now to McKenna Bank. McKenna going to bring it down court here now. Now up to the front court, basket to our left. Free throw line, getting it back out this time to McKenna Bank. Back out to Bowers. Bowers for three from the right side, no good. Rebound, out of bounds. Last touch that time here now by the Jaguars. It goes back here now to Loyola Catholic with 4:10 left to go in the first half. Jaguars 20, Mankato Loyola Catholic 18. And we got a timeout on the court. We'll step aside as well for one here with 4:10 left to go first half. Grenada Huntley East Chain, Martin Luther Truman 20, Mankato Loyola Catholic 18. Back with more in 30 seconds.
The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson are experienced with all stages of real estate transactions, from drafting purchase agreements to closing on the sale. They also provide the convenience of an in-house abstractor through Abstract and Title Services of Southern Minnesota. For experienced legal representation and convenience service in your real estate transaction, contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in Southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
4:10 left to go first half. Grenada Huntley East Chain, Martin Luther Truman 20, and Mankato Loyola Catholic 18. Inbounds pass attempted here now by the Crusaders. Gets it into Amon. Full court press applied here now by the Jaguars. Down court pass this time is going to go here now to Mercedes Hernandez in the ballgame for the first time. Gets it back. Loose basketball. Not going to bounce that time by Bowers. It goes back here now to the Crusaders. Down to 3:57 left to go here now in the first half. 20-18. Grenada Huntley East Chain Truman Martin Luther up on top. And it'll be Loyola Catholic basketball. Amon with it now. Going to get it back out to Hiras. Now getting it back out to the near side, Speckle. Speckle up on top here now to Amon. Amon back over now here to Hernand, or check that, Evanson on the left side. Evanson, loose basketball picked up this time here now by the Jaguars. Down court to McKenna. To McKenna Bank. Shot put up this time is going to be no good here by Brianna Petroviak, and it's going to go back here now to the Jaguars with 3:28 left to go here now in half number one. Jaguar basketball, as Brianna Petroviak will attempt the inbounds, or check that, Kiera Bink will attempt the inbounds pass. Kiera looking into Bowers now left corner. She tries a three, no good. Rebound taken here now by the Crusaders. But the rebound, Speckle. Speckle gets that one back off to Amon to the front court. Basket to our right this time. Amon goes back off to the right side here this time to Evanson. Evanson back out this time here now to Hiras to the baseline. Gets it back out to Hernandez. Shoots a three from the right side. No good. Rebound taken here now by the Jaguars. 3 minutes left to go first half. Jaguars hanging on to a two-point lead, 20-18. With it here now, Kiera Bank. Loose basketball. And we got ourselves another tie-up. Alternate possession. We'll go back to Loyola Catholic with 2:50 left to go here in half number one. We've been stuck at 20-18 for quite some time here now. Inbounds pass attempted by Amelia Speckle here now for Loyola Catholic. Inbounds pass going to be going off here now to Sammy Can. Sammy will bring it down court now. Back off now to Speckle to the front court. Basket to our right. Speckle up on top to Can. Can gets it back over now. Hernandez shoots a three from the left side. No good. Rebound back up and no good this time here now by Hiras. Ball going to go out of bounds. Last touch that time by the Jaguars. It goes back to the Crusaders with 2:28 left to go in the first half, 18 seconds left to go in the shot clock. And we got ourselves a timeout here by the Crusaders by with 2:28 left to go here now in the first half at our score. Grenada Huntley East Shane, Martin Luther Truman 20, and Mankato Loyola Catholic 18. Back with more from St. Peter in 30 seconds.
Hy-Vee has been serving the surrounding area for many years with the freshest fruit and vegetables in the produce section, quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood in the meat department, fresh baked bread, pies, rolls, donuts, and cookies from the bakery, along with an Italian and Chinese Express, Caribou Coffee, deli, pharmacy, and floral department. Sign up for a Fuel Savers card for additional savings, all at Hy-Vee in Fairmont.
Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile.
Back in St. Peter, it is Loyola Catholic basketball with it now with Speckle on the left wing. Speckle will bring it right back up on top. Now she'll fire back out to the left wing here now. Here is Hiras driving in, shooting off the glass and scoring. Maddie Hiras now with her third point, and we're all tied up at 20. Down underneath this time goes to Bowers. Bowers right back up on top. Here's a three-point attempt. No good that time here now by Kiera Bank. And the rebound ends up going back here now to the Jaguars, to McKenna Bank. Long three, right side up, and good for McKenna Bank. McKenna Bank gets that one to drop. She's got six. Back up to a three-point lead. Shot up and good by the Crusaders underneath, and a chance to complete a three-point play here for Loyola Catholic. With a minute 44 left to go in the first half, guilty of the foul here. This time will be Olivia Max in her third. Eighth team foul here now on the Jaguars. And a chance to complete a three-point play here now for Maddie Hiras. Maddie's free throw is up and no good. Rebound taken here now by the Jaguars and a foul from behind. Petroviak's going to end up getting fouled. And I believe guilty of that one is going to be Amelia Speckle. Or check that, it'll be Rachel Amon. Rachel Amon with her first. 17th foul that time here now in the Crusaders, therefore 1-1 time coming up here now for the Jaguars. Petroviak for a pair. First one is up and no good. And the rebound taken here now by the Jaguars. We've got a whistle and a reach-in foul going to be called here now on the Crusaders with a minute 39 left to go and another 1-1 coming up. Amon picking up back-to-back fouls here now for the Crusaders. The free throw line here now will be McKenna Bank as she makes the first free throw. She's got seven now. 23, 24, 22, I should say. 24, 22. Jaguars on top. Second free throw for McKenna Bank. That one is up and good. She makes them both. Two free throws. Good by McKenna Bank. And she will come out and back in here now. Addison Nowicki here now for the Jaguars. Up by three, 25-22 with a minute 39 left to go in the first half. And a couple subs coming in here now for the Crusaders. Inbounds pass goes now to Amon. Front court basket to our right. Loose basketball and knock out of bounds. Last touch that time by London Bowers. It'll go back here now to the Crusaders with 91 seconds left to go here now in half number one. And sub time once again checking in. Sammy can. Sammy will come back in with three fouls, and coming out here will be Rachel Amon here now for the Crusaders. Inbounds pass going to be going this time here now to Can, top of the key. Can with it here now, looking, getting it back out to Speckle, high post right side. Speckle almost loses it, recovers it, now gets it right back again. Taken this time here now by Evan Finnish. He ends up being called for a travel violation. 13th turnover here now on the Crusaders with a minute 14 left to go first half. Jaguars up on top by three, 25-22. Jaguar basketball. Petroviak getting it back to Bowers, back to Lewis. To the high post left side. Bowers for three, no good. Rebound. Petroviak had her hand on it but had her heel out of bounds. It'll go back here now to the Crusaders with 62 seconds left to go in the first half. and a 25-22 lead here now for Grenada Huntley East, Shane Martin, Luther Truman. Jaguars come out with a full court press once again, getting it back off to Speckle on the left side. Taya, alternating position, will send it right back over to the Jaguars with 53.1 seconds left to go in the first half. Jaguars 25, Crusaders 22. Inbounds pass to McKenna Bink in the front court. Basket to our left. Gets it off out of Bowers. Bowers now to Lewis. Lewis right back up on top. Here's a three-pointer this time by that would be Nowicki, and she misses it. Rebound taken here now by Loyola Catholic. With it here now, Speckle left side. Speckle inside, loose basketball picked up this time here now by the Jaguars with 29 seconds left to go first half. With it up on top here now will be Geisfeld. Geisfeld fires back over to Bowers. Back to Geisfeld. Drive, shoots, the she's fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line. Harley Geisfeld, 5'7" junior here now for the Jaguars, ends up going to the free throw line here now. And guilty of that one for the Crusaders will be Ava Evenson. And a chance to pick up a couple of free throws here will be Harley Geisfeld. First of two coming up here for Harley is off the back of the iron, no good. Sub time. Ayla Meixel will check in for the first time here now for Madison Lewis for the Jaguars. Second free throw coming up here now for Harley Geisfeld here now. And that one is up. That one is good. Harley Geisfeld, 1 out of 2 that time, her first notch in the scorebook. Jaguars back up on top by 4, 26-21. 19 seconds left to go in the first half. With it here now is going to be Amon. Amon, down court pass this time, going to be getting off to Addison Fox. They get it underneath, and loose basketball, and picked up this time here now by Amon. Amon will try a three. That is no good, and that is the end of the first half. Our score at halftime, Grenada Huntley East team, Truman Martin Luther 26, and Loyola Catholic 22. Will add things up and come back with our first half numbers here from St. Peter in game number one, coming up here in 2 minutes. You're listening to Jaguar Playoff Basketball on 98 Country and online at KBEW98Country.com.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas, who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264.
Hi, this is Dustin. Are you a farmer, landowner, or investor looking to buy or sell real estate in Minnesota or Iowa? Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited has over 60 years of experience with helping clients buy and sell farmland. If you need appraisals, auctions, private land sales, or just some help with navigating through a transaction, we are here to help. We are a family-owned business, and ag assets are what we know. So if you are looking for experienced farmland experts, contact Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited in Fairmont, Minnesota, or find us online at auctioneeralley.com.
If you want more yield, the answer is A. Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans. A-Series soybeans are packed with outstanding yield potential and strong agronomics. And they're backed by hundreds of local trials to help you make the most out of every acre. Take your soybean yield to the next level. Learn more at pioneer.com/A-Series. Call Tracy Weavers, Claire Schmidt Jr., or Tristan Madej, your local Pioneer sales professionals at Elm Creek Agronomy of North Ripon East Chain at 507-436-5282. Pioneer, with you from the word go. Individual results may vary.
And we are back here in St. Peter at St. Peter High School as it is halftime now of our first game of our doubleheader between Grenada Huntley East Chain Truman Martin Luther and Loyola Catholic and the Jaguars with a 26-22 lead here over the Crusaders. It's a much different game than the last time these two squads got together back on the 8th of February at Loyola, and The Jaguars took care of business that night over the Crusaders. That final score was 65-26. Let's take a look at the numbers here from the first half. First of all here for Loyola Catholic, 9 points for Rachel Amon, 3 three-pointers, 3 points for Maddie Hiras, 3 points for Ava Evenson, 3 points as well for Sammy Can, and 3 points for Amelia Speckle. A total of 22 points here for the Crusaders of Mankato Loyola Catholic. Now for the Jaguars of Cornita Huntley, East Chain, Truman, Martin Luther. 8 points here for McKenna Bink, 6 for Kiera Bink, 1 for Harley Geisfeld, 7 for London Byers off the bench, and we also, Bowers, I should say, off the bench, and 4 for Madison Lewis, a total of 26 points here now for the Jaguars. Again, our halftime score, Cornita Huntley, East Chain, Truman, Martin Luther, 26, and Mankato Loyola Catholic, 22, and we will have more at the half here from St. Peter. Coming up here in 2 minutes, you're listening to Jaguar Subsection Basketball on 98 Country and online at KBEW98Country.com.
The definition of the word premier means first in importance. That's why Bank Midwest chose it for their new money market account. From the interest rate it pays, to the flexibility it offers, and the safety it provides. The Premier Money Market Account has the features that are important to you. It's the option you've been looking for. Inflation has already taken a bite out of retirement accounts and savings. Fight back and open your Premier Money Market Account at Bank Midwest today. Bank Midwest, member FDIC.
Federated Rural Electric is a member-owned distribution electric utility serving Jackson and Martin counties. As a cooperative, they are owned by the members they serve. They are your Touchstone Energy partner that provides high standards of service, accountability, innovation, and commitment to community. Federated Rural Electric, serving Jackson and Martin counties. A Touchstone Energy cooperative, the power of human connections. Boquette Building Supply of Truman, Fairmont, and Jackson is the first place to go when you're planning a building project on your home or farm. Brighten up your home with Lindsay high-efficiency, healthy top-line vinyl windows. And Behr-built doors made in Minnesota are available in wood, fiberglass, steel, and glass. Boquettes also carry a full line of AP livestock equipment. For all your building project needs, head for Boquette Building Supply of Truman, Fairmont, and Jackson, supplying only the best.
At American Glass in Fairmont, their technicians are dedicated to helping you resolve all your auto glass needs and offer the knowledge and experience you deserve from your neighborhood glass repair shop. They'll talk with your insurance company to get you the best price and work to keep your windshield safe and secure while you're on the road. Call Steve Petroviak at 507-238-9741. American Glass in Fairmont, serving you since 1991.
And we are back here at the half. Again, our halftime score, Cornita Huntley, East Chain, Truman, Martin Luther, 26, and Mankato, Loyola, Catholic, 22. The Jaguars, the number one seed in the South subsection, and Mankato, Loyola, Catholic, number four seed here in this South subsection. The winner of this game will take on the winner of our second game here from St. Peter tonight. We'll have that one as well coming up later tonight. It'll be the number three seed, Springfield Tigers at 15-11, taking on the Martin County West Mavericks, number two seed at 19-6. We'll have that game for you as well coming up a little bit later on here tonight. And the winner of this one and the winner of that one will have a date across town here at Gustavus Adolphus College at the Lund Center coming up here on Monday at 7:45. And if either team or both teams make it to that subsection semifinal, we'll have it for you Monday night, 7:45. I believe it will be right here on 98 Country. The other subsection matchups are going on up in Arlington tonight at Sibley East High School. Going on right now, the number one seed, Buffalo Lake Hector Stewart, taking on the number four seed, Bold. And that winner will take on the winner between the number two seed, Sleepy Eye, and number three seed, Sleepy Eye St. Mary's. That's a 7:45 start up at Arlington. And those two winners will play the 6 o'clock game at Gustavus coming up here on Monday. And the winner of these two games will play the 7:45 game also at Gustavus coming up here on Monday night. As I mentioned, a much tighter game as compared to last time these two got together, as the Jaguars took care of business at Loyola on the 8th of February, 65-26, rather. But I tell you what, a much tighter game here for this subsection matchup here in St. Peter. We'll take another break, and we'll come back with the second half. Again, our halftime score, Grenada Huntley East Chain, Martin Luther Truman, 26. Mankato Loyola Catholic, 22. We're back with more in 2 minutes.
If you're looking for higher yield and greater insights, visit with Troy at Troy Jensen Seeds of East Chain. DeKalb focuses their energies on doing all they can to move your corn expectations forward by improving performance no matter the challenge. That mission has made them an industry leader for over 100 years. Asgrow and Stein has been committed to helping farmers get the most consistent performance from their soybean acres through innovations in seed and high yield practices. For more information, give Troy a call at 507-399-1500. That's Troy Jensen, Seeds of East Chain.
Land of Pressure Washers from Schuster's Pressure Washer Sales and Service of Fairmont has become the most trusted name in hot water pressure washers with more industrial grade models than any other brand in North America. Landa has one of the most aggressive and responsive warranty policies, providing customers with the assurance that when they buy a Landa, they're buying equipment built to last and safe to use. For more information about Landa Pressure Washers, call Schuster's Pressure Washer Sales and Service or check them out at landa.com. The wind may blow and the snow may fall, but your job doesn't stop with the weather. Head into C&B Operations, your John Deere dealer, and keep yourself prepared for the cold winter weather with skid steer attachments, a new blade or bucket for your John Deere compact tractor, or even an upgrade to a new snowblower. Whatever you're looking for, the staff at C&B is here to help you find what you need. Stop into the Truman location of C&B Operations or go online to DeereEquipment.com to find great deals. That's DEEREequipment.com.
It's Lucky Charm Days, Friday, March 15th and Saturday, March 16th at Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Stop in and see their new spring merchandise and draw your own discount on your entire purchase. Don't miss the savings during Lucky Charm Days, Friday, March 15th from 8 to 5 and Saturday, March 16th from 8 to noon at Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. In-stock merchandise only, repair work not included.
And we are back here in St. Peter, and we are set for the second half. In fact, we're underway, as a matter of fact. And we've got a couple of turnovers already on both squads. And right now the Crusaders have it up on top with it here. Now it's going to be Speckle getting it back out to Amon on the left side. Amon now with it. Taken away this time here now by Kiara Bank here now for the Jaguars. Down court to McKenna Bank. Out this time to Petroviak for three. No good. Rebound. Kiara Bank up and no good again. The rebound taken this time here now by the Crusaders. We go the other way, off to Amon. Front court basket to our left here this time. Amon fires back out this time for a three-point attempt. They're going to be no good by Speckle. Loose basketball picked up this time now by Petroviak. Petroviak going to get that one out to McKenna Bank. Front court basket to our right. Kiara Bank now on the right wing. Back inside McKenna Bank. Taken now underneath. Shot up and good that time by Matson. Olivia Matson finally gets her first two in the book. And a six-point lead for the Jaguars, 28-22. Here is Cann going in, shooting and scoring underneath. Sammy Cann now with five. Down to a four-point lead for the Jaguars, 28-24. Up on top with it here now is going to be Kira Bink up to McKenna Bank. High post right side. McKenna, cross-court pass this time. Off to Lewis inside. Now taken by McKenna Bank. Underneath, wide open is Matson. No good. Rebound taken by Lewis, left side. She shoots from 15. That's no good. Rebound Matson again. Matson gets it back out to Kiara Bink for three. Got it. Kiara Bink drains another three-pointer. She's got nine. And the Jaguars opening up a 31-24 lead here now over the Crusaders. Back out this time here now. Loose basketball again and picked up. They're going to call it out of bounds off of Petroviak that time. It's going to end up going to be going back here now to the Crusaders with 16:02 left to go in the game. Grenada Huntley East Chain Truman Martin Luther 31 and Mankato Loyola Catholic 24. Inbounds pass this time up on top now. Going to be going now to Cann. Cann back over to Amon. High post left, all right side. Cann back out this time here now. On the right wing, right back up on top, Speckle. Speckle back out to Hernandez for three from the left side. No good. Rebound taken here by Amon in the right corner. Amon inside. We got a whistle and a foul going to be called here now on Madison Lewis, her second. The team's first of the first half. The first foul of the second half, I should say, here now with 15:42 left to go here now in this in the second half. And a pair of free throws coming up here now for Loyola Catholic. And the first free throw is up and good. I believe that is Amon, and it is. Rachel Amon now with her 10th point. Or check that, that's actually Harris. Harris for her fourth. And that the free throw is no good here now by actually her fifth point. Free throw no good. Rebound back up for the Jaguars. Up on top, McKenna Bank here now with it. Going to get it back out to Tim to Kiera Bank, right side. She shoots from 15 and drains it. Kiera Bank coming on fire here in the second half. She has 11, and it's 33-25. Jaguars looking for their first double-digit lead here if they can get it. Goes back this time here now to Amon. Amon looking underneath. Taken now by Harris. Knocked away that time. Here now by Petroviak. It's going to go back here now to the Crusaders with 15-10 left to go in the game. And a 33-25 lead here now for Cornita Huntley, East Chain, Truman, Martin Luther. Inbounds pass this time. Going to be taken by Speckle for three. No good. Rebound tipped and taken here now by Amon. She shoots. That's no good. Rebound taken by Petroviak. We go the other way here now. Off now to McKenna Bink to the front court. Basket to our right this time. McKenna Bink, top of the key. Going to go back over to the far side to Lewis. Lewis along two, left side. Good. Madison Lewis now up to six. And the first double-digit lead here now for the Jaguars at 10, 35-25. Here's the three. It's going to be no good that time for the Crusaders. Basketball picked up this time now by Lewis. Down court to Kiera Bink, right side. She drives, shoots, knocked out of bounds. On a block, it's going to end up going back here now to the Jaguars with 14:27 left to go here in the game. And a 10-point lead here now for Trinita Huntley, East Chain, Truman, Martin Luther. Inbounds pass this time is going to be going inside. Shot put up by Lewis is no good. We got a whistle and a foul from behind. Push-off foul. That time going to be called on Kiera Bink, her third, second team foul of the half here now for the Jaguars with 14:24 left to go in the game. Up on the front court, basket to our right this time here now. It will be Andres. She's just a seventh grader here now for Loyola. Shot put up from the free throw line, no good. Rebound taken here now by the Jaguars. Down court to McKenna Bank, and they say she stepped out of bounds. I'm not going to agree with that one because I saw plenty of distance between her foot and the out-of-bounds line, and there was more light than there was dark. But that's just the way I saw it. 35-25 now our score. Jaguars up on top. Crusaders have the basketball. With it here now is Can. Can getting it back underneath. Loose basketball picked up this time here now by Kiera Bink for the Jaguars. Front court, basket to our right this time. Bink getting it back out this time here now to Mattson. Madsen will drive the baseline. Back out to Kiera Bink, right side. She will drive. She will shoot. Misses everything, but she's fouled, and Kiera Bink will go to the free throw line for the Jaguars. Kiera Bink will go to the free throw line here now for the Jaguars. We'll see who this one's going to be called on here on Loyola Catholic. It'll be Maddie Harris, and Harris picks up her first, the team's first of the second half, and a pair of free throws for Kiera Bink. First one is good. Kiera now up to 13, actually 12. 12 points here now for Kiera. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebound taken here now by Loyola Catholic. Getting it back out this time, not a can in the front court. Basket to our left. Getting it back to Speckle. High post left side. Up on top, can. Can gets it back out to Hernandez. On the left wing, back to Speckle. High post. Back out to Hernandez. Takes the baseline. Shoots. Partially blocked that time by Lewis, and the rebound off of the Jaguars. Down court we go this time to McKenna Bink in the front court. Basket to our right, and now gets it off to Lewis. Lewis up on top of Troviak, getting it back out to Kiera Bink for three. In and out, no good. Rebound McKenna Bink to Lewis. She shoots. That's no good. Rebound McKenna Bink. Tie up, alternating possession. Will end up going back to the Jaguars with 13 minutes exactly left to go here now in the second half. Veda Huntley, Shane Truman, Martin Luther, 36, and Mankato, Loyola Catholic, 25. Tubb coming in here now for Loyola Catholic. And let's see here who that might be. Looks like Hernandez back in. Yep, Hernandez is back in here now. Inbounds pass attempted here now by the Jaguars. Goes to Petroviak. Back out this time here. Now to Mattson. Mattson, the free throw line up on top. McKenna Bank. McKenna back to Kiera Bank. Three-pointer left corner is off the mark. Rebound taken by Petroviak. Petroviak fouled. Petroviak fouled. And guilty of that one. Let's see here. It will be Pierce with her second. A second team foul the second half here now for the Crusaders with 12:48 left to go in the game. Grenada Huntley, East Shane Truman, Martin Luther 36, and the Crusaders 25. Three-pointer is up and good for McKenna Bank. McKenna up to 11, 39-25. Biggest lead here now for the Jaguars is 14, and they have it right now. Right now here for the Crusaders. Goes off to the far side. Loose basketball recovered last time by Andres. But she's unable to come up with it. Loses it again out of bounds. It goes back here now to the Jaguars. 19th turnover here now on the Crusaders. With 12:26 left to go in the game. Trinita Huntley, East Chain, Truman, Martin Luther, 39. Mankato, Loyola, Catholic, 25. Inbounds pass this time. Going to be going out of McKenna Bank. Back inside this time to Lewis. Knock out of bounds. Back here to the Jaguars. With 12:19 left to go in the game. A 14-point lead here now for the Jaguars. And we got some subs coming in here for both squads once again. As Kiera Bink will attempt the inbounds pass. Gets it now underneath. Shot put up. We've got a whistle and I believe a foul going to be called underneath. A push-off foul called underneath, as a matter of fact, here for the Crusaders. Guilty of that one will be Ava Evenson, her second, third team foul of the half here for the Crusaders. Another three for the Jaguars is no good. Rebound taken this time by Lewis. Lewis going to go to the baseline. Shot put up, Kiera Bank up and in. Kiera up to 14. 16-point lead now for the Jaguars. It's their biggest lead at 41-25. Taken away this time here now by the Jaguars. Takes with a shot. Put up is going to be no good. And it's going to be some free throws coming up here now for the Jaguars. And a foul called on the Crusaders. 14th foul of the half for the Crusaders. And guilty of that one will be 21 Ava Evenson and McKenna Bink at the free throw line for a pair. First one is off the back of the iron. No good. Warriors. Jaguars opening up a 16-point lead here. 16th, their biggest lead. With 11:54 left to go. Second free throw coming up for McKenna. Bank is no good. The rebound taken this time by the Crusaders. Amon brings it down court. Front court basket to our left here this time. Loose basketball by McKenna. Bank knocked out of bounds. It's going to go back here now too. Going to go back out of bounds here now to the Crusaders with 11:45 left to go in the game. And a 16-point lead here now for the Jaguars. 41-25. Inbounds pass goes to Harris. Harris back over to Amon, top of the key. Amon now with it. Back to Speckle, high post left side. Speckle now with it. Going to get it back out this time here. Now to Hernandez, or check that, Evanson. Loose basketball and taken this time here now by the Jaguars. Down court to Bowers as she loses it and taken away this time here now by the Crusaders. Crusader basketball. Speckle, high post left, right side rather. Getting it back out now to Amon, and she will try a three and drain it. She was so off balance with that three for Amon, and it goes in, and a timeout on the court. We'll step aside with 11:12 left to go here in the ballgame, and our score, Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Truman, Martin Luther, 41, and Mankato, Loyola, Catholic, 28. Back with more in 1 minute.
You can search the entire country looking for the spirit of America, but nowhere will you find it stronger than right here in the Heartland. You can hear it in the voice of each farmer as they discuss the stewardship of the land they call home. State Line Cooperative takes pride in our business and the contributions we make to our communities. Our reputation for integrity and honest value has been earned through years of commitment and dedication from our employees and patrons. This is Kim Fay with State Line Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
I've had migraines, so I've been to a lot of other chiropractors.
Here's Lonnie Nelson.
A guy I used to work with actually recommended Dr. Shane Tafe. He'd started going there, and when I went to Dr. Shane Tafe, he had a different kind of style of adjusting my neck, and the different adjustments that he did brought even more relief, and I started not going to the chiropractor quite as much. I also had the regenerative tissue injections. Really felt a lot better. I've been able to sleep better. It's been a life changer for me.
Find us at TafeWellnessCenter.com to see how we can help you stay feeling at your best.
11-12 left to go in the game. Grenada Huntley, East Kane, Truman, Martin Luther, 41. Mankato, Loyola Catholic, 28. With the basketball now is Geisfeld. Out now to Lewis, taken now to the far side. And now taken back by McKenna Bank. Back over now to Bowers. Up on top, McKenna Bank to Geisfeld. High post, left side. Back inside, loose basketball. And taken away this time now by the Crusaders. Down court now is Amon on the right side. Here's a long three, Speckle, no good. Rebound taken this time here now by Maxson. We go the other way. Front court basket to our right. Underneath, Bowers up and in. Bowers gets it to drop. London Bowers now up to nine. Back up to a 15-point lead now for the Crusade, for the Jaguars, rather. That's going to be a loose ball, knocked out of bounds. It'll go back here now to the Jaguars, down to 10:26 left to go in the game. The winner to face either Martin County West or Springfield. That's our next game here at 7:45 right here on 98 Country. Up on top with it now, McKenna Bank. McKenna underneath. Loose ball taken away this time here now by the Crusaders. We go the other way here now. Up on top, Hernandez getting it, or I should say Evanson getting it up to Amon up on top. Here's a long three. No good that time by Can. Whistle foul going to be called here now on the Crusaders. It goes back here now to the Jaguars with 10:04 left to go in the game. Guilty of that one, it will be Maddie Harris. That's going to be her third, 15th foul of the half here now for Loyola Catholic. Inbounds pass this time. Going to be going to McKenna Bink in the front court. Basket to our right this time now to Lewis. Fires back out. Now to Bowers in the left corner. Loose ball taken away this time here now by the Crusaders. We go the other way. Here is Amon. Amon getting it back out now to Speckle up on top. Amon looks at a three, doesn't take it. Getting it up to Andres. Left side, out to Amon, again looks at a three, doesn't take it. Off to Andres on the left side, back to Amon, back inside this time. Now gonna get back out now to Harris, and now up on top to Amon. Amon for three, drains another one. Rachel Amon drains a three, she's up to 15 now, and the lead down to 12 for the Jaguars, 43-31. Goes out this time here now. To Geisel, high post left side. McKenna Bink a three from the high post right side, airballs it out of bounds. It's going to go back here now to the Crusaders with 9:08 left to go in the game. And the Jaguars hanging on to a 10-point lead, 43-31. Bringing it down court now here for Loyola Catholic will be Can on the high post left side. Back inside now to Amon. Loose ball again, knocked away by Bowers. Out of bounds, it's going to go back here now too. The Crusaders, with 8:55 left to go in the game. Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Truman, Martin Luther, 43. Mankato, Loyola, Catholic, 31. Up on top here now with it will be Amon. Amon looking over now to the far side. Loose basketball taken away by Bowers again. And that one batted away now by the Crusaders. So a couple turnovers, one on both sides. Underneath, shot put up by Harris is good. Seven for Harris now. 43-33, lead evaporating, down now to 10. We got a whistle and a foul going to be called here now. Foul going to be called here now, a blocking foul here, nonetheless, on Loyola Catholic. And it will be Tierra Bink to attempt the inbounds pass this time, but first a timeout on the court. We'll step aside as well with 8.5 left to go here now in the ball game, and our score, Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Truman, Martin Luther, 43, and Loyola Catholic, 33. We're back with more in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Elizabeth with Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. We realize here at Elizabeth Chevrolet that the internet is the new way of shopping for vehicles, but what hasn't changed with us is the exceptional customer service before, during, and after the sale. Our goal is to make you a customer for life. At Elizabeth Chevrolet, it's our valued customers that have kept us in business for over 50 years. We invite you to stop in and see what we have to offer. As we've always said, take the drive. We're worth it. Elizabeth Chevrolet, Highway 15 South in Truman.
Back here in St. Peter, 43-33, 10-point lead for the Jaguars. Goes back now to Lewis, right back out to McKenna Bink. Goes back to Petroviak now in the left corner. Petroviak now with a cross-court pass, Kiera Bink. She will drive, she will shoot, she will score. Kiera Bink, a big basket that time. She's got 16. Back up to a 12-point lead for the Jaguars, 45-33. Going to go back over to the far side now to Amon. Amon now with it on the wing, up on top here this time. Now to Can, top of the key. Back now to Evanston, also up on top. Loose ball, and still loose basketball. Picked up this time now by Loyola Catholic to the front court. Basket to our left. Underneath, wide open is Harris up and in. Up to 9 now for Harris. Back down to a 10-point lead for the Jaguars, 45-35. Back at free throw line now will be Lewis. Lewis back out this time now. It's a Geistel around the perimeter. McKenna Bink for three. Got it! McKenna Bink for three. She's up now to 14. And back up to a 13-point lead for the Jaguars, 48-35. Goes back far side. Here's a three again, this time for Loyola Catholic. That's Sammy Cam up and in. Cam up to 8. 48-38. Back down to a 10-point lead for the Jaguars. Here is Petroviak. Cross-court pass this time. Going to be getting it back over now to Maxson on the left side. Cross-court pass back over now to Petroviak on the wing. Back inside. Looking back to the baseline. Here is Kiera Mink shooting no good. Shot put up by Maxson is no good, and she'll go to the free throw line. Maxson will go to the free throw line here now for the Jaguars. With 6:50 left to go in the game, guilty of that one, it'll be Ava Evenson. That's going to be her fourth. First of two free throws. In and out, no good. In and out, no good that time here now for Olivia Maxson. 6:50 left to go in the game. Second free throw coming up here now for Maxson for the Jaguars. That one is up. That one is good as well. Maxson for the Jaguars gets that one to drop. And it's now 49-38, 6:42 left to go here now in the contest. Getting it back out to Loyola Catholic underneath. Shot put up, no good. Rebound taken here now by McKenna Bank. Or check that, Kiera Bank. Now off to McKenna. McKenna now with it. Getting it right back up on top here now. Is going to be Petroviak. Petroviak, top of the key. Back over to Maxson, left corner. Loose basketball picked up by Petroviak underneath. Dribbles. Gets to get rid of it up on top this time to Lewis. Lewis back to McKenna Bank, left corner. McKenna now with it. Brings it right back up on top. There's only 5 seconds left to go on the shot clock. Here's a three. Good! McKenna Bank drains a three. She's up to 17. Back up to their biggest lead now is the Jaguars, 52-38. With it here now is Loyola Catholic up on top. Can he get back it out here? Here is Evanston for three. Drains a three-pointer here from the left side. She now has 6, 52-41. Back down to a 11-point lead here now for the Jaguars. Here's a turnaround shot for Lewis is no good. Rebound taken this time here now by Loyola Catholic. We go the other way. We're down to under 5.5 left to go in the game. 11-point lead here now for the Jaguars. Up on top, Evanston tries another three. That's no good. Rebound taken by McKenna Bank here now for the Jaguars. Front court, basket to our right. Goes coast to coast, up, and no good. Rebound taken here now by Loyola Catholic. Here come the Crusaders with 5:05 left to go in the game. Up on top, Amon getting it back out this time here. Now to Speckle on the right wing. Speckle gets it up now to Hernandez. Now back up here to Andreas. She shoots. That's no good. Whistle and a foul underneath, and a pair of free throws coming up here now for Loyola Catholic. Loyola Catholic will pick up some free throws. Guilty of that one here now for the Jaguars. It'll be Madison Lewis, her third, with 4:49 left to go here in the contest. First of two, no good. Air ball that time. here by the Jaguars, by the Crusaders, rather. Second free throw coming up here now. Second free throw coming up by the Crusaders is up and in and out again. No good. Misses them both. Rebound Lewis. Down court pass goes down to Kiera Bank. And Kiera Bank will be fouled. Will end up being a blocking foul called here now on the Crusaders with 4:44 left to go in the game. That's going to be team foul number 8 and 1 coming up here now for Kiera Bank for the Jaguars. Guilty of that one for the Crusaders is going to be Isabel Andreas. First one, no good. First of two, no good. Second free throw coming up here now by the Jaguars. 4:44 left to go in the game. Jaguars up by 11, 52-41. Second free throw for Kiera Bank is good. Kiera Bank now up to 17 points. She'll have another one. As the first free throw, it ended up being Loyola stepping into the lane before the shot was released. And that's how they got another free throw. Second, third free throw is good for Kiera Bank. Up to 18 now. Timeout on the court. We'll step this time with 4:44 left to go here in the contest. And our score, Grenada Huntley, East Shane Truman, Martin Luther, 54. Loyola Catholic, 41. Back with more in 60 seconds.
Do you know where to find top healthcare for you and your family? The best is closer than you think. United Hospital District has been named one of America's best hospitals in 2023 for the category of under 25 beds by the Women's Choice Award, the trusted referral source for women. Only those hospitals that go above and beyond on care and attention earn this recognition, and we couldn't be prouder to have made the list. Now you can receive the best level of care right here close to home. Visit UHD.org to learn more. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Extend the life of your equipment with Cenex Premium Greases. Engineered with quality-based oils and well-balanced formulas to protect equipment in a wide range of temperatures and tough conditions. The Cenex line of grease products offer excellent rust protection, water resistance, and anti-wear properties to extend equipment life. Cenex Grease delivers the dependability you need to keep your operation running like a well-oiled machine.
Through the end of the month, get a discount on all oil and grease products at New Way K&H Cooperative and receive a $50 gift card for every 100 gallons of Cenex lubricants purchased.
And we are back here at St. Peter. 4:44 left to go in the game. The Jaguars 54, Mankato Loyola Catholic 41. It's the Crusaders basketball. With it here now up on top will be Evanston. Evanston going to go back out this time here. Here's a long three-point attempt. No good by Speckle. And the rebound taken by Petroviak, knocked away by the Crusaders. It's going to go back here now to the Jaguars with 4:26 left to go in the game. Inbounds pass this time is going to be going here now to the Jaguars. With it now, McKenna Bink in the front court. Basket to our right this time. Off to Kiera on the high post. Left side to Lewis. Back out to Petroviak, left side. Taken now by McKenna Bink. Up on top to Kiera Bink. On the high post, left side. Kiera will dribble over toward the left wing. Getting it back off to Lewis in the left corner. Goes back inside now to McKenna Bink, and she brings it right back out again. McKenna back off this time to Matson from 15 from the right side. Up and good. Olivia Matson now up to 4, 56-41, back up to a 15-point lead here now for the Jaguars. With it here now, it will be Ken, top of the key, getting it back off to Speckle. Speckle for 3, no good, rebound, tipped out of bounds, back by the Jaguars. It's going to go back here to the Crusaders with 3:38 left to go here. In the contest, 15-point lead and another timeout of the court here by the Crusaders. We'll take one here as well with 3:38 left to go in the game. Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Truman, Martin Luther, 56. Mankato, Loyola, Catholic, 41. Back with more in 30 seconds.
The attorneys at Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson are experienced with all stages of real estate transactions, from drafting purchase agreements to closing on the sale. They also provide the convenience of an in-house abstractor through Abstract and Title Services of Southern Minnesota. For experienced legal representation and convenience service in your real estate transaction, contact Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson, providing legal services in Southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
And we are back here in St. Peter. 3:33 left to go in the game. Loose basketball after a couple shots. Rebound taken here now by the Jaguars. They have the ball on a 15-point lead, 56-31. Kiera Bank up on top here now with that. Kiera, top of the key, going back out to Tinda Petroviak, now on the right wing. Petroviak right back up on top here this time. Getting it back off now here to Madsen. Madsen getting it back off this time here. Now to Lewis. Lewis shooting no good. Rebound Petroviak. Back out to Kiera Bink on the right side. She shoots. She is fouled. She'll pick up a couple of free throws here now for Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Truman, Martin Luther with 3 minutes left to go in the game. Guilty of the foul will be Sammy Can Herfort. She's got to be careful here now. And a pair of free throws here for Kiera Bink. The first one is off the back of the iron. No good. Second free throw coming up. Don't forget our second game of our doubleheader. Coming up, Martin County West and Springfield. Second free throw coming up here now for Kiera Bink. That one is up. That one is good. She makes one out of two. Kiera now up to 19. 3 minutes left to go in the game. Back up to the biggest lead here now for the Jaguars at 16, 57-41. Right back up around the perimeter this time. Going to be going out to Evanston. Now to Amon, left side. Up on top this time here now. To Can. Can ends up throwing it away, but they're going to say it's going to be out of bounds off of the Jaguars with 2:43 left to go in the game. Inbounds pass this time. Going to be going to Amon on the high post, left side. That one going to be going this time here now. Underneath, loose ball, and picked up this time here now by the Jaguars. The Jaguars pick up the loose ball, and then I believe they end up throwing it up. It's going to be knocked away from behind here by the Crusaders and ends up going to go backing up here now to the Jaguars. Inbounds pass to McKenna Bank. Front court basket to our right. McKenna Bank going back out this time. Now to Kiera Bank on the high post left side. Kiera back out to Lewis, high post right side. Lewis now with it up on top. Now to Petroviak, top of the key. Petroviak back to Lewis on the left wing. Right back up on top, Kiera Bink. They pick and roll as the Jaguars. Over to Madsen now on the right wing. Takes it now to Lewis. Left wing, cross-court pass. Kiera Bink, right wing, long to right side. No good. Rebound taken here now by Amon for the Crusaders. We're under 2 minutes left to go in the game. Taken this time here now by Can. She goes in and shoots. That's no good. Rebound Lewis here now for the Jaguars. Minute 45 left to go in the game and a 16-point lead for the Jaguars, 57-41. Here's Petroviak back inside McKenna Bank. Up and in and she's going to the free throw line. McKenna Bank up to 19. Both Bank girls now have 19 points and a chance for a three-point play here now for McKenna Bank. 59-41. This is the biggest lead here now for the Jaguars tonight. 18 points. We'll see if they can make it 19, and she does. She does. She's up to 20. 19-point lead now for the Jaguars. 60-41 with 90 seconds left to go in the game. We got a whistle and a timeout called here now by a full timeout called here now by the Crusaders. We'll step aside with a minute 27 left to go in the game. Grenada Huntley, East Chain, Truman, Martin Luther, 60. And Mankato, Loyola Catholic, 41. Back with more in 1 minute.
Hy-Vee has been serving the surrounding area for many years with the freshest fruit and vegetables in the produce section, quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood in the meat department, fresh baked bread, pies, rolls, donuts, and cookies from the bakery, along with an Italian and Chinese Express, Caribou Coffee, deli, pharmacy, and floral department. Sign up for a Fuel Savers card for additional savings, all at Hy-Vee in Fairmont.
Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
And we are back here in St. Peter. The last 87 seconds coming up here now. Here's the Crusaders with the basketball. With it now will be a shot put up underneath. And I believe going to the line that time will be Sammy Can. That's only the fourth team foul, but it was an active shooting foul, and guilty of that one here now will be Madison Lewis, her fourth. First of two is good here this time by Sammy Cann. Sammy Cann with nine, 60-42. Second free throw coming up here for Cann is also good. Sammy Cann up to 10. The Jaguars 60, the Crusaders 43. With 75 seconds left to go in the game. Protroviak now with it. Got out to Kiera Bink on the right wing. Kiera now with it. Will drive in. Looking. Now, look, now she finds Madsen. Madsen finds an opening. Fires back out to McKenna Bink, right side. McKenna underneath to Madsen. To Petroviak. Right back up on top here this time now. To Kiera Bink. Back out to Madsen. With 7 seconds left to go here in the, on the shot clock. Out of bounds. Last touch that time by the Crusaders. It'll go back here now to the Jaguars. 52.3 left in the game clock. 6 seconds left to go on the shot clock. Shot put up is no good. Rebound. And the shot clock will just keep winding down to one. And they're going to call that one a tie-up. Alternating possession will go back to Loyola Catholic with 47.7 seconds left to go in the game. And the Jaguars, 45 seconds away from the subsection championship on Monday. Taken away this time here now by Petroviak. Up on top to Lewis. Lewis getting it back out now to Kiera Bink on the right wing. Kiera back up on top here this time now to Madsen. Down to 20 seconds left on the shot clock. About a 3 second difference between the game clock and the shot clock. And the Jaguars can just kill the clock here if they wanted to with a 60-43 lead. And loose basketball picked up this time. We got ourselves a time. No, a takeaway here now by the Crusaders. A shot up and no good here now by Hernandez. And 5 seconds left to go. We have got an injured player here now for the Jaguars. I believe that's going to be Olivia Madsen. Might have gotten the wind knocked out of her that time. Olivia Madsen down on her knees around the center court here. Closest to the basket to our left. We'll take a break here. The Jaguars will end up winning at 60-43. Well, let's see here. Madsen's going to try to get up on her own power here. Yep, she is going to get up off on her own power. Olivia Madsen will walk off the injury with 5.4 seconds left to go, and the Jaguars will win this one and move on to the subsection championship on Monday up at Gustavus, or in this, our case, down at Gustavus here in St. Peter. Inbounds pass to McKenna Bank. Time winds down. That's the ball game. Final score. The Grenada Huntley East team, Truman Martin Luther Jaguars 60. The Crusaders of Mankato Loyola Catholic 43. We'll add things up and come back with the final numbers here from St. Peter of game number one coming up here in 2 minutes. You're listening to Jaguar Playoff Basketball on 98 Country and online at KBEW98Country.com.
Customer service. It's the number one thing every business talks about. It means even more with Lauren Ross and everyone at East Chain LP Gas, who take customer service to a whole new level. Taking time to help and educate their customers when it comes to propane needs. Going above and beyond the typical service call. When it comes to a flammable gas, whether you're talking 5 or 15,000 gallons, it's good to know East Chain LP Gas has you covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264.
This is Leah with Auctioneer Alley and Land Services Unlimited. If you're looking for honest and experienced farmland experts and appraisals, we are here to help. As every family situation is different, we can evaluate your unique situation and help you through the numerous decisions to be made. With a strong surge in farmland prices, sales are strong, and it's a good time to discuss your appraisal, auction, or private land sale needs. If you need any help, give me a call at Auctioneer Alley or go online to auctioneeralley.com. When it comes to the experience you need, we have it. We are family-owned for over 60 years and treat each sale as our own.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go. They have the latest performance data to help you choose the right corn products for each of your acres. Results start with industry-leading genetics. Next, thousands of local on-farm trials uncover more insights to maximize yields. When it's time to go, call Tracy Weimers, Claire Schmidt Jr., or Tristan Madej, your local Pioneer Seals professionals at Elm Creek Agronomy of North Repanese Chain at 507-436-5282. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Imagine your dream home. How would you design it? Would it have a deck or patio for outdoor entertaining? A heated driveway and sidewalk to eliminate snow removal? A sunroom to soak in views of all the seasons? With mortgage and home improvement loan options to fit your dream home's blueprint, Bank Midwest can make your perfect home a reality. So dream big. Then call us. Stop in or visit bankmidwest.com. Bank Midwest. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
And we are back here in St. Peter as game number one goes to the Jaguars of Grenada Huntley East Chain Truman Martin Luther. Final score here, 60-43. Let's take a look at some numbers here from game number one. It was, first of all, here for the Crusaders, 15 points for Rachel Amon, 9 points here for Maddie Hiras, and Evenson had 6, 10 points here now for Sammy Can, and 3 for Amelia Speckle. A total here of 43 points here for the Crusaders of Mankato Loyola Catholic, who wrap up their year here at 15-13 here, and they bow out with that 15-13 record. Now for Grenada Huntley East Chain Martin Luther Truman, we have these numbers here. It was a pretty good battle between the Bank sisters here, and McKenna Bank outscored her little sister, Kiera Bank. McKenna had 20, and Kiera had 19. 1 for Harley Geisfeld, 9 here for London Bowers, 4 points here for Olivia Mattson, and 6 for Madison Lewis. A total here of 60 points here for the Jaguars of Grenada Huntley East Chain Truman Martin Luther. So now, the first half of the section semifinal coming up on Monday will be going to Grenada Huntley East Chain Truman Martin Luther, and they will go into that game 21-6. We will find out who their opponent will be. Will it be Martin County West? Will it be Springfield? We'll have that game coming up here for you in just a little bit. And we will send it back to the studios for a song or two, then we'll come back with the pregame show here for game number two between Springfield and Martin County West coming up after we take this time out as we'll send things back to our studios in Blue Earth.
I really hate to let this moment go. I'm touching your skin and your hair falling slow. When a good